KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Fire at Sea is Gianfranco Rossi's profoundly moving documentary on the migrant tides transforming our world. And the connections in it are as revelatory as they are mysterious. The leisurely opening sequence follows a schoolboy, Samuele, on the Sicilian island of Lampedusa. He climbs a tree, finds just the right twig, and then whittles it into the handle of a slingshot. So how does that boy connect with the immigrant crisis? In one sense, not at all, and that's the most obvious point of the film. Boatloads of migrants, many of them dying and some of them dead, keep reaching Lampedusa after attempts to cross the 70 miles of the Sicilian Strait that separate the island from North Africa. But these desperate people might just as well be living on a different planet from the islanders and, by extension, from many insular Western societies. In other ways, though, Samuele reflects the global upheaval, both symbolically and emotionally, even though the boy's feelings are a mystery to him and those around him. Fire at Sea is a shining example of journalism fueled by outrage and shaped by free-ranging curiosity. The filmmaker's choice of Lampedusa for a microcosm was an easy call. In the last 20 years, his film tells us 400,000 migrants from Africa and the Middle East have landed there, and some 15,000 have died during or after their perilous journeys. His working method, though, was chancy and ultimately fruitful. Hang around, get to know the locals, spend weeks aboard Italian Navy vessels on rescue duty, and document the plight of terrified, bewildered refugees, some of whom describe land and sea odysseys of unimaginable horror. One of the locals and the moral hero of the film is Lampedusa's only physician, Pietro Bartolo. It's the duty of every human being to help these people, he says. He does what he can with unswerving dedication, though it's never enough. All this leaves you angry, Dr. Bartolo says. It leaves you with emptiness in your gut, a hole. Young Samuele, for his part, is being treated by two medical professionals. One of them, an optometrist, gives him glasses and an eye patch to remedy a lazy eye. The filmmaker must have found the symbolism irresistible. When it comes to the migrant crisis, we all have lazy eyes. The other is Dr. Bartolo, who listens patiently while the boy complains of anxiety attacks. It's reasonable to infer that Samuele, the son of fishermen and heir to seafarers' tales of danger and death, has been affected by all the TV stories he sees about migrants drowning in treacherous seas. How could they not make him anxious? For those of us who are older and presumably wiser, though, the film seems to be saying that anxiety without action is not enough. Confronted by a defining human tragedy of our time, we have lazy feelings. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.